I'm Julie.
I'm Kalea.
And you're listening to the latest episode of Girls With Fun.
Thanks for joining us. Every week we get together and chat about something on our mind about BTS. Sometimes we're silly and sometimes we're serious, but we're always creating a podcast by ARMY for ARMY.
If you haven't yet, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls With Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls With Fun Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service.
And without further ado, let's get on with the episode.
All right. Welcome back to another week of Girls With Fun. I don't even want to ask how you're doing. Like... Let's just get into it. So are we gonna start off with good and then rant, or are we gonna rant first and then start off with
I think we rant first and then go to the good. I would like to end on a positive note. I know it's cliche, but I'll just feel better that way.
Okay.
We're both just staring at each other with the most dead eyes possible. It's so funny.
First of all, I just want to say this time change has me messed up. Like, so that on top of everything else, it's just not not working for me. Went to bed at like almost 1 o'clock. Also had to work today. So like, it's just not going well.
This morning was absolutely brutal. Brutal.
Yeah, it was bad. Okay, so let's get into it. The Grammys. That happened. So we all know BTS was nominated for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. They were nominated for Dynamite. They were nominated up against J Balvin, Dua Lipa, Bad Bunny, and is it Tiny? I don't want to say that wrong. For Un Dia. And they were nominated against Justin Bieber featuring Quavo for Intentions, Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and Exile by Taylor Swift featuring Bon Iver. So I guess we could just get started with from the beginning that this was on pre-shows. It was announced on the pre-show, not on the actual Grammys award night itself later on in the evening. So that was a big shocker. I thought they were going to announce it on the actual award show. I don't think anyone knew until like maybe the day before that it was going to be on the stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
I know that they do that because there's so many awards they have to give, right? Like otherwise the Grammys would be like, what was that, Mama Weekend? We were just watching for like 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was nuts.
Exactly. Yeah. So it has to be, some of them have to be on a stream. But in previous years, this award was given during the award show. I think last year it wasn't. Yeah, I think last year it wasn't. But I believe it was in 2019. It's a blur.
Yeah.
Like, even seeing the performances from 2020, they were doing flashbacks. I was like, that happened? Like, I forgot.
Time is, like, not real. I mean... Yeah,
exactly.
There's nothing I can say I haven't already said. It's just not real.
Yeah, so it was announced on a YouTube stream. I will let you handle that because I actually was not able to watch the YouTube stream because I had other personal business. So I will let you take it away on that.
Important business for sure. Yeah, it was weird. It was so. First of all, I don't know. As a whole, the announcers seemed very unprepared for the live stream event. Like, most people were mispronouncing artists' names. I get that. Like, across the board. And I get that there will be, like, hard names. But, like, you knew what categories you were announcing, presumably in advance. Like, these are people who are nominated for Grammys. Like, I would hope, like you would read through your list first and be like, I don't know how to say this. Like even right now you were like, I hope I'm saying this right. Like some of these announcers were just like, really, it was a rough time. There's one in particular I'm thinking of. He was so uncomfortable. Like I'm shocked that they picked him. Like in a year where like they end the like show talking about equality and like music bringing people together, like they have this announcer that like made a comment against feminists, was like butchering every single kind of name. It was just like very perplexing overall, and I would say the layout was kind of weird, and like the audio was cutting out for every single speech. There was a guy on mute during his speech. I was like, imagine winning a Grammy and like they don't even prep you, so you end up being on Zoom mute when you're trying to be like, thank you so much, this is the most wonderful moment of my life, blah blah blah. And I was just like, wow, this is a mess. Just across the board, it was a mess. But for the Best Pop Duo or Group Performance, they like blazed right past that. Like it went so fast. Like this is like my army conspiracy theory brain, but I think they knew like what they were doing and were like, anyway, moving on, next award. Like very quickly, hub two. So yeah, it was weird. You couldn't even really see the artists. Like I saw these memes of people like trying to look at the Zoom gallery panel on the wall behind the presenters, like which one's BTS, like. And then there were some people in huge groups like not wearing masks, like some of the winners and stuff, and I was like, why wouldn't you give people like behavior guidelines, right? Like presumably you can't show up to the Grammys like intoxicated or something. Like why couldn't you have behavior? I'm sure people do, actually. As soon as I said that, I was like, no, that's definitely false.
Yeah, they definitely do.
The minute I said that, I was like, no, that's wrong. But yeah, I was just surprised that like some of these people would like let some of the awardees show themselves not social distancing in a pandemic, let's say. So anyway, across the board, it was weird. I did not watch the red carpet. I didn't even realize there was one. Just strange. Like I definitely should have known, but like what red carpet are people walking? Like everyone's like different places. You have like 15 people, I mean I'm sure it was more than that, but like a very small crowd there together. So I think BTS literally set up like a red carpet wherever they were recording,
which is so cute. Like the dedication, the passion,
it is cute. It is cute. I'm just like, why there's this weird like theater of it all. Like why are we pretending that there's still a red carpet? Like you're just having these casual like happenstance serendipitous like, oh my gosh, tell me who you're wearing, or oh, I didn't know you'd like a fancy seeing you here. Like no, it's not real. I don't know, there's something weird about it to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's, I know, I don't want to watch, there's some TV that I don't want to watch that's too real life. Like, I don't want to think about Corona, right? Like, there's just some aspects of my life that I don't want to have to think about Corona. So maybe they're just trying to, like, act like, hey, you know, still kind of, you know, we're out here. It's a tad bit normal. It's a tad bit normal. I don't know. I don't know what they're going for. I mean, I guess technically you could walk a red carpet while social distancing if you don't have that many people on the red carpet. I didn't see it, so I have no idea. But
I'm sure you're not the only one that feels that way. Like, I noticed every single announcer that went up, or not announcer, but like awardee who went up, like they would all take off their masks to then speak, which I just think is interesting because like it is kind of the theater of it. Like you could just leave your mask on and speak. Like,
yeah, but they want those pictures of them, you know, maskless. So yeah.
Pretending it's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't watch the pre-show or the red carpet, but it sounds like the pre-show was a mess. It's very unfortunate that people who have worked so hard, so hard, just to have their names mispronounced. As someone who has their name mispronounced on a regular basis, I can totally understand why that is very upsetting, especially on a stage like the Grammys. when it came to me graduating from high school and college, that was like my number one mission, to make sure that they pronounce my name right. I have let so many people pronounce my name wrong for years. And then to do it on like something that's like one of the most important days of your life, to have them mispronounce your names, which is so important. That's frustrating. So there's really no excuse.
100%.
Yeah, there's no excuse for the presenters to not have known who they are going to be presenting and to not have practice. It doesn't take that much for you to Google beforehand. It doesn't take that much for whoever's creating the scorecard to put how to pronounce the names on the card, to run it through prior with someone. I don't know. Watch a video of them saying their name so you can pronounce it correctly. It's not that hard. So there's like really no excuse for that. And names are so important. Like, names are so important. How they're pronounced, their meanings, they are so important. So that's just not things that you should mess up.
It's just nuts because, like, even to your point, like, I had high school and college graduations, like, they ask you to submit your name in advance phonetically to make sure. And, like, maybe there's still instances where it goes wrong, but, like, across the board, multiple times, like,
right.
No.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
Yeah,
so I found out via our chat that BTS didn't win. It's like really weird for me. Because it's like, on one hand, I know the Grammys is trash. Like, I know they're trash. Okay, they've been trash for years. It's not like this is a recent occurrence. Like, they've been trash for years. They have been snubbing people who 100% should have won for years. Legends. Absolute legends. That should have won awards and did not. Had the best song by far, in terms of like everything, lyricism, production, overall creativity, sales, popularity, and they still don't win. So it's weird because on one hand, I know this, not to mention their lack of diversity. I know this, right? I know all this, but still, I wanted them to win. Because I felt they were deserving, and I saw how bad that they wanted it. So I just wanted them to win.
I don't know why. Again, like, I'm pretty sure we were here same time, same place last year, talking about how trash the Grammys were, and you know, this is a long-standing thing, as you said. So, like, why did I think that this time would be different? I was really mad, like, yesterday during the show, kind of, like, tweeting, and, like, I'm sure all our followers saw it, and, like, lots of emotions across the board. And today I'm just, like, I'm still mad, but it's not, like, an explosive rage. It's more just kind of, like, a quiet, like, exhaustion and, like, extreme, like, disappointment. I don't know why I thought it would be any different. But, like, I really did think, like, that this year was going to be the year. Like, they hyped them up so much. And that's another part of it, is, like, the Grammys knew exactly what they were doing. Because front and center, all the promotions, up soon, BTS, like, 85 times, like, from 2 weeks ago down to, like, right before the performance, the Grammys had been hyping them up. I'm pretty sure that BTS was supposed to go much earlier in the run of show, and they just kept, like, pushing it back, because there was all these army, like, have they gone yet? Did they not go yet? Even BTS, when they got on that live, it was like, hey, guys, sorry, we didn't know it was going to be that long. It was just, like, really... It feels extremely cheap and extremely disingenuous. Like, you think that we are too stupid to know exactly what you're doing, especially because they came on and they did this whole speech about the importance of diversity, like, from the head of the Grammy Academy. like right before BTS went on. After they performed, there was like a statement that flashed up like on the screen. And there have been many other instances where, like, I mean, pick your instance, not even related to BTS, where like they haven't championed diversity, you know, but it hurts especially clearly for BTS fans when like the only song that you deem them worthy enough to be nominated for is their English language track. Beyond that, you don't show their award in like prime time, right? Which they didn't get. And then you hype them up, you use them for clout, and then you put them next to dead last. The whole thing is just like dirty. And I've decided that I'm done with it. Like I'm truly done with it. If BTS wants the Grammy, I want it for them. But I just don't see how I can sit through another, I don't know, like 7 or 8 hours of content just to be like jerked around.
Yeah. A lot of points there.
And the thing is, I'm used to be one other thing. Sorry, one other quick thing is like I'm used to ARMY being kind of like looked down upon or treated like shit, right? But to leave like BTS hanging, it makes me so mad. Like you watch the V Live, Jimin like looked slumped over. They all looked exhausted. They'd been up all night. They had done their hair and makeup. Like Jin was posting photos. Like, well, I had my makeup done, so I might as well take a selfie. Like. You didn't even have the decency to, like, prep your artists. You paraded them around. You auction off their clothes for dynamite. It feels so dirty. It makes me so mad. I am, like, a shooter for BTS right now. Like, I feel like ARMY are used to people coming for us, like, on the internet and stuff. But it makes me so mad.
Yeah. I'm wondering what the involvement of the people who vote and the Grammys as a whole, like, do they go hand in hand? Like, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around how much promo they were giving BTS for this. They were well aware how many people were going to tune in to watch this. I mean, because they even like promoted, oh, we had 12 million people tune into our live stream before the Grammys Awards actually happened for the pre-show. So they knew, like, like fans were tuning in to watch this. They gassed it up. All these interviews, all this promotion. They had them on the Music Cares concert. Like, they're well aware. But I'm wondering, is this the people who put on the Grammys? Do they have well intentions? But the voters do not, or what? They don't.
We can't know because as The Weeknd has been talking about, it's like a secret committee or right. Like, you know.
And I think that that's the issue is there's just a lack of transparency. And this does not go just for BTS, but for artists, like many artists for years. The lack of transparency of how they determine who wins this award. Sometimes it's based off popularity. Sometimes it's based off sales. Sometimes you have no idea what it's based off of. And they won't post how they make these decisions. Sometimes I think it's just whoever is in that committee is just in there freestyling, like, hey, this is how I feel today, so.
I feel like many people would agree with you.
Yeah, that's the problem. How I'm going to vote today. And I don't know. Yeah, it just kind of sucks. So it's like, you knew, I don't know when they make these votes, but I'm sure they knew well before that they weren't going to select BTS for this award. So I don't know, it just feels kind of like they used them. I love Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. If you know me, you know I am Ariana Grande stan. Like, you know it. So this is not to trash Rain on Me, but I mean, looking at the numbers of the songs that were mentioned, Rain On Me ranked third in terms of all around sales, streams, like Shazams, YouTube views, whatever, like charting on Billboard, charting on iTunes. It was third. So I'm trying to wrap my head around, okay, so does that mean you were basing this off of personal preference? Like, I don't know, because like it's not there.
Yeah.
If it was supposed to be a winner, it should have been BTS. If you're basing it off of popularity, you're basing it off of streams. If it was just, we don't like BTS, then it should have been Intentions, and it was not. So I'm trying to figure out what's the, like, algorithm here. And we won't know. We'll never know. No. But I think that's what's most frustrating.
I think we've talked about this so much, but, like, gatekeeping and arbiters are, like, who decides, like, what culture is, right? And I think this like whole of like what is award worthy or what is not, or like what has impact, like in the social media age, like we've kind of moved past that, like mm-hmm. I don't really care about any one specific award, right? Like, except that BTS wants it, I don't inherently care about the Grammys. Whether or not they win the Grammy has no impact on me, no impact on my fandom. But it's kind of like movie critics and or like food or like restaurant reviewers, like who decides what's good? So much of that is steeped in like classism, racism, elitism, like choose your ism, right? But like how can it possibly be relevant? Even if they had one, right? You know, there would have been people coming out of the woodwork like, who is this? What is this song? Like, they're just pandering to ARMY, you know? Like, there's so many different, like, musical tastes, so many artists out there. Like, who's to say that one is better than the other just because it's not, like, my personal taste? And that's where I struggle with the Grammy. Like, I don't really care what five dudes who sit in a room think BTS's impact is. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter except to the value we ascribe to it, and I ascribe no value to it.
Yeah. I mean, this is where I struggle with, because you can't deny the fact that the Grammys is not, like, the most prominent music award in the U.S., and it is one of the most preeminent awards worldwide. And
but why?
That's because we, the industry, we as fans have let it become that way. We exactly. have done that, right? We have done that. The artists have upheld it to that standard, and we, the viewers, have upheld it to that standard. So it's going to take radical change to change that. As long as the Grammys continue on how they're going, as long as these artists continue to show up, as long as they continue to accept their awards with their smiles on their face and post about their being Grammy nominated, Grammy award winning artists, showing all of their plaques in their room, it's going to stay that way. You're going to need significant change from these artists. You're going to need significant change from the viewers for the Grammys to not be the most prominent award in America when it comes to music. That's just how it is. Like, it is that, because we have made it that way. So
yeah, I hear you.
It doesn't mean anything though when it comes to BTS's impact worldwide, their career in music. Like, it doesn't mean anything really. But the Grammys does have meaning because we have ascribed that meaning to it.
Right. But, and I'm not saying this is the case specifically for this one award or BTS in general, but I was thinking about this more generally as I sat through like 4+ hours of Grammy content. It, like, if you are behaving in an exclusionary way, it cheapens it for all artists.
It does. Right?
Because how can Dua Lipa, with no slander to her, or T-Swift, or, like, I don't know, choose any artist you want to choose. I'm not calling anyone out by name. How can you go up there and stand on stage and feel like, wow, I really won this. Like, this award is mine and belongs to me. If you know that there are people that have been left out, right? I mean, this isn't like, it sounds like I'm saying participation trophy for everyone, and that's not like what I'm trying to say, but it's more like, if the Grammys are not deciding fairly, as you said earlier, in a transparent way, what are the criteria? What are the criteria to be considered for a Grammy or for a Grammy win? If you're not going to publish that and people don't know like what they need to be doing to get one, it cheapens the award for everyone because you are just playing favorites or, you know, going in and doing whatever the hell you feel like as part of that secret committee on that day.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the Grammys needs radical change. Like, people have been saying this for years. I was not aware that Harvey Mason Jr. was like the interim president or CEO. I'm not sure what his exact title, but I know he's up there, the main guy. I would hope that him being in the position that he's in, that more diversity and inclusion would come. But this is where it comes to, again, with those secret committees or whatever that are making these awards. How much say does someone like Harvey Mason Jr. have over people who are deciding these awards for having diversity and inclusion in these awards? I don't know. I would love to know. They're not going to tell us, especially because Harvey Mason Jr., if I'm correct, is a very prominent writer in K-pop, specifically for SM. So if anything, he should know about what is going on in Korea and the music they're making. excuse me. So yes, we need diversity and inclusion, but we, the viewers, and we, the art, or I should say, not say we, the artists, but the artists have to also make a stance against the Grammys. And I have not seen that enough. There have been, yes, there have been many, but there has not been enough. Everyone keeps showing up. Everyone keeps accepting their awards, all happy. Ah, I've always wanted a Grammy. So as long as we keep saying that and doing that, the Grammys is not going to change. And this is where I also struggle with, yes, I am sad that BTS did not win. But also at the same time, I'm happy to see other artists that I like win. Like, I can't lie about that. I was so happy to see Meg win. I was so happy to see Beyonce win and, like, breaking records. Like, I was happy for it because I'm happy to see that diversity. And I think that's what I care the most about, is seeing diversity with, like, her winning with I Can't Breathe, with Beyonce winning for Black Parade, or winning for Brown Skin Girl. Like, that's huge. That's those songs are huge. Like, they're super important. So, like, we have some wins there, but there's more change that needs to happen across the board with the Grammys. Like, there's just such a long way to go.
Yeah. I almost feel, and I don't know this, this is just my observation, and it's probably a basic one, but I feel like there must be two factions within the Grammys or within the Recording Academy more generally. Like, the really old school, old guard people who think it would be a great idea to hire this certain very abrasive individual, like, as an announcer when you know he's not going to, like, be respectful towards anyone. And you think that, like, that brand of kind of, like, offensive humor, if you can call it that, is funny. And then...
Is this about Trevor Noah or someone else?
No, I'm talking about Bill Burr.
Oh.
He was the one right before... BTS went, and then it switched, thank God. But he was making jokes like, "Ooh, I pissed the feminists off with that one." And he was like, wow, like, he was literally getting all the, like, Latin artist's name wrong and not even trying. And then I saw even there was like an Icelandic name and they were like, person who put the least effort ever into like pronouncing an Icelandic name correctly. And just overall, it was kind of a mess. And then you have all these like kind of like, I don't know, like old school artists. And then you have like, you know, there have been steps to like include more diverse voices. And I'm so happy, like when I saw Beyonce's win. You know, and she, her speech was awesome as well. And, you know, Megan Thee Stallion won a ton. But I don't know. It seems like, as you said, there's just still so much to be done. Like, there were parts that made me really happy, and there were parts where I was just like, who the F okayed this?
Yeah.
Like, who thought it was good?
Yeah, I was upset about, like, a lot of things. Like, Doja Cat didn't win a thing, and I just feel like Doja Cat has been giving it up like for years. I mean, they have her as like best new artist, but she's been out here for a while, but she has really been like pushing her pin in this last year. 2020 Say So was like a mega hit. Like, the creativity that she has is just like out of this world, and I was just kind of like, not one award, like does it really make any sense to me? I feel like Ungodly Hour by Chloe Halley was like one of the best R&B albums, and not one award. They didn't win anything, not one song. It just didn't make any sense to me. But I mean, maybe that's just my opinion as a listener. So I feel some kind of way, but whatever. There was other moments that I did truly enjoy, like seeing Meg's performance. The little baby performance was like huge, like with the statement that it made, it was insane. Seeing like Silk Sonic, I love that, but I have a question regarding that. There was all this talk about how BTS could not perform at the Grammys because you have to be nominated for an award in order to perform at the Grammys. Now, Anderson .Paak was nominated for an award. I do not believe Bruno Mars was nominated for any awards this year. So I'm trying to figure out how. Is it just simply because Anderson .Paak was nominated? Or so he
but
gets
again,
to
these
do
are
whatever.
Questions of like, where's the subjectivity versus the objectivity?
Yeah. It's like, is it just simply because Anderson .Paak was nominated that he gets to just kind of do whatever performances he wants? He gets to invite Bruno Mars to perform. I don't know how it works, but I'm like, Silk Sonic as a duo, I don't know if it makes them as a group because they're together or if they're looking at them separately. I'm just trying to figure out how BTS has not been able to perform before, but Silk Sonic, who literally just came out like 2 weeks ago, gets to perform. And that's no hate to them because they sang the house down with that performance. I love that song. I love both of those artists. This is no hate to them. I just want like more transparency when it comes to Grammys. I just feel like they just do whatever they want and then like try to make rules when people like BTS come along. So I just don't get it. I don't get it.
The thing that makes me, I think, the most upset, and this is kind of changing gears to, like, BTS's reaction after the fact and, like, how they reached out to ARMY, etc. But, like, Suga said something along the lines of, like, we'll run even harder next year as well. And it's like, Suga, you're already working, so first of all, it feels weird calling him Suga, like, formal government name, but
government. That is his stage name, you can use it.
I know, it's just weird. Anyway, Suga said that he was like, we'll run even harder next year as well, and like, this guy, they already work so hard, like, to hear him feel that, like, he thinks that this is somehow on him not working hard enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to, like, I don't know what I want to do. I just, like, want to scream super loud, but I will spare your ears and our listeners' ears and, like, throw some, like, you know, the desk of the panda just, like, wrecking the office, the person in the panda suit? Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, there's nothing more that they can do. They have done everything.
Like, this shortcoming is not of your making.
Yeah, it, at all. Yeah, it's not your fault that the Grammys. Because I don't want to make it seem like BTS should have gotten an award just because the Grammys said they were being inclusive, but it just feels like they were just gaslighting us, and I just don't like it. And there's nothing more that BTS could have done. There's nothing more. It also hurt my heart to hear Namjoon saying, like, I told you when they didn't win. Like, he just knew it wasn't going to happen. Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, they were content with it, so I'm content with it. I went to bed cool last night. I woke up feeling great. Like, I can't, like, hold hate in my heart. I can't be mad. Like, I just don't have energy anymore. Like, I don't have any energy to give to the Grammys. I really don't. Like, we move on. If they want to nominate them next year and they get an award next year, that'll be awesome. But that still won't change that the Grammys needs work.
Yeah.
Don't change anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're so right. Even if they win next year, I think someone could listen and have, you know, if they wanted to be... I saw this TikTok that was like, oh, cool, yeah, thank you for that opinion. You want to play the devil's advocate? How much is he paying you for that? Oh, really? I'll double it to get you out of my face. But anyway, like, I feel like someone could play the devil's advocate and be like, oh, like, she's just mad because her faves didn't win. And like, okay, sure, that's maybe 30% of it, right? 25%. I'm disappointed because I know how hard they've worked. But, you know, probably almost every artist on that stage works hard. But I think just the way that the Academy promoted them, like, it's not about them not winning. It's the way they promoted them and, like, tried to entice ARMY and kept, like, pushing back the performance and not televising it. Like, you can't have it both ways. Like, it just feels, like, dirty and manipulative and, to your point, like, gaslighting, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm a little mad they didn't win, but I'm more mad at, like, how the entire situation was handled. Yeah. And so when I said, like, my rage kind of simmered down to, like, a quiet exhaustion and, like, I'm done with the Grammys, like, if BTS are nominated next year and they win, like, that's great and I'll be so happy. That's another thing they can check off their list. I'll be so happy for them. But, like, I am not giving the Grammys, like, any of my, like, mental space, like, to your point, like, at all. Like, it's been, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I won't forget this. Even in the future, if they win. Like, you can move past, but, like, I'm not gonna forget how this all played out.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been treating non-white artists like trash for years. For years. So my expectations for this Grammys was not high. I was disappointed, but I was not surprised that they didn't win. I was hoping that it would be somewhat different, but my expectations were low, just knowing how the Grammys has treated non-white artists in the past. Like, this is a thing. It's a pattern. And like you were saying, just the way they had a program. Like, I saw the program posted, right? BTS was supposed to go, like, in the middle of the show. So it just didn't make any sense to me how they were just kind of picking whoever to, like, perform. That agenda meant nothing. They didn't follow it. And I'm pretty sure they were very aware of us saying that, hey, we're going to drop as soon as BTS perform. So they were like, oh, really? Okay. We're going to put them next to last. So that you can
I'm
stay
also, through. Like, mad at myself for even caring. You know, like, it sounds dumb, but, like, how many times, like, to your point, how many times have BTS gone dead last? Every single freaking show. My family, who's not into it, except, like, via me, was like, oh, BTS is going on last, so you definitely have time to, like, you know, do this thing or play this game with us. And, like, they weren't wrong. Like, it's such a trend. Like, why did I don't even know why, like, the bar was on the floor. So, like, why did I expect anything different? But it was just the hype. I got caught up in the hype.
Yeah, and I think we just seen BTS do so well when it comes to awards that I don't know if we were just expecting that they would win, or we just know that they were deserving of winning. So we were just expecting that it would be different. And like you said, the way they were just gassing them up and all this diversity and inclusion BS. I don't know. I guess we were just hopeful that it would be different this time around. But
I had champagne ready. Like, the outfit was ready. Like, I was fully, like, I got played.
It has taken years for the Grammys to get where they are now. Like, artists in the U.S. have been fighting for years to get the Grammys where they are now. And they still fall short every year. Yeah, I don't like it. I was looking at the awards categories and I'm like, oh wait, no, let me go back to this. When you were talking about Suga saying that, like, we'll work harder next year, I was thinking, what more could BTS do? Because if BTS have worked so hard and put all the effort that they've put into their music, you see how they get snubbed when it comes to album releases and them getting radio play. If that may be one of the criterias for Grammy consideration, if BTS don't release another English song, how are they going to get nominated in a pop category? It took them to release an English song for them to get nominated in a pop category. And if you're not even considering having them nominated in, I believe they have a global album or like global artist award. Why couldn't they get nominated there for like Mont 7? There's no nomination. So I'm just kind of like, what could BTS do? I just feel like they're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, are they going to have to release English songs from now on to get nominated into pop categories? And you weren't recognizing them when they were putting out music in Korean. And if you're trying to say, okay, the English song wasn't that prolific, I don't know what you're trying to say, the production wasn't there, the lyrics weren't there, okay, look at their Korean work, but you're not looking at their Korean body of work. So like, what can they do? What can they do? I just don't know what more BTS can do for them to get recognized, to even win an award.
I agree with you 100%. And though I do not agree with it, like, it is plain xenophobia. We've talked about it 1,000 times. I think, again, the bar was on the ground. I had very low expectations to begin with, but my thought was like, this is their English pop hit. This is the song that was on the radio. This is the song that the locals know and, like, you know, talk to me about. And so even though I knew how trash the Grammys were, like, it wasn't a surprise. I know how trash, like, radio play metrics are. Like, I've been here a long time, you know, like, I knew, and I still thought it would be different, and it's not different. And what would it take? What would it take? And you'll only nominate certain artists if they fit a style you want them to fit, whether it's, you know, with English or a certain genre or like it. Like, I knew, but like, I'm literally speechless. What can I say that I haven't already said 1,000 times? They served you up a pop hit, dominated the charts, so it can't be sales. It's in English, so you can't blame the language. What am I supposed to think?
I know.
What am I supposed to think?
I don't want to see them create a K-pop category just so they can give them an award. Like other shows have done. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But because BTS they're making pop music. Like, you don't have to make a Korean category. They're making pop music. So for the Grammys to actually acknowledge diversity and inclusion, I want to see them start acknowledging pop music worldwide. If you want to say that you are a worldwide recognized award, start actually awarding more people worldwide. They do award some, I've seen some categories that are a little bit more international, but start actually recognizing artists worldwide if you want to claim yourself to be like a worldwide award, because they're not. Like, BTS is putting out pop music, put them in pop music categories, and it doesn't have to be their English song.
Yeah. We need to not, I don't know a word, and if this is too, like, no, I'm not even going to say if this is too steaming hot, you can take it out, because it is the truth. Do not, like, segment people up by, like, you're, by, like, restricting, like, Spanish language artists to, like, Latin categories, by restricting Black artists to certain, like, R&B categories, or by, like, if you make a K-pop category, right, like, not in this specific instance, but, like, that's not actually inclusion, particularly if you're not giving those awards, like, equal seriousness and weight.
Yep. Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm annoyed. I'm super annoyed. And I'm mostly, like, annoyed at myself because, like, I knew it was coming, but yet my expectations were too high yet again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to change gears here because I see we have our 15 minutes. I'm going to switch to, like, our positive news if we can. The performance. Let's talk about the performance. And also the flurry of, like, content that we got after the performance. You already know what I'm thinking about. What are you really thinking about right now?
Yeah.
Let's have performance first, though. Performance okay. First.
Performance. Definitely worth the wait. I'm just amazed every time they do Dynamite. And, like, I already tweeted this, but, like, no Dynamite performance has been the same, right? Like, none. I'm always waiting with anticipation of how are they going to change this performance. They have consistently switched it up every single time. I don't know if I've ever seen an artist do anything like that. Even if it's not like huge changes, you know, like the Music Hair performance, pretty like typical performance, but now you've got JK on the drums, right? Like, that seems like a rather small change, but, like, that's big. We never seen JK on the drums before. That's crazy. And then so you get this performance with the Grammys, and they're switching stages, like, multiple times.
I literally shivered. That's not a joke. I was like, oh.
Only to wind up on, like, this huge building. I don't know what specific building it is in Korea, but they were literally shining through the city. Like, yeah. I can't.
It was, I saw the name of the building on Twitter, and someone gave the height of the building and was like, they're literally in the stars tonight. And
yeah. Like,
wow.
Amazing. I was just happy to see them get to do what they do best. Like, they're performers. They are just, I don't know, they're just all around great artists, right? But their performance element is just out of this world. I was so happy to see Suga back and, like, full on dancing. Like,
I know.
Yo, check this shoulder. This work.
It's like, fine. Yeah, it's great.
Exactly. Like, it moves. Ow.
I think I literally screamed at the TV, his arm's not tapered down. You know, because, like, I'm pretty sure for a few performances, they somehow, like, had it strapped, right? Because it did not move at all.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I just love seeing all seven of them together.
Yeah.
They looked happy. I mean, they were happy, like, even afterwards. I love seeing them be joyful and, like, content, and them having the motivation of, like, okay, even if it sucks to hear them say, like, we'll work harder, I'm glad to see that they are motivated to try again, that they're not discouraged, yeah, that they're, that's true, you know, gonna keep pushing forward and, you know, keep making great music and giving awesome performances, and they're, like, content with it at the end of the day.
That's a good way of turning it around. I was, like, furious, but that's a good point. I'd rather that than them be like, well, that's it. which, you know, they would never do. But, yeah. I was so dazzled by how hard they were going in that performance. Like, they were dancing so hard. They were singing so hard. Like, it was just, like, giving it their all 110%. And, yeah. like, Tay stopping singing. So if anyone's questioning.
Mics are on.
Are you lip syncing? No. Like,
because some of them on the other performances, they were not BTS, but I mean like other Grammy performers.
Oh yeah,
singing live, not. So yeah, they were like, these mics are on,
and the little wink. I was like, sir.
Yeah,
yeah, it was too much for me. I don't know why, and I don't even know how it's possible at this point. I really do not, but like. Even though they're right there, like, we always talk about this, but even though they're right there, I miss them more and more every time. And just, like, watching that performance, I was like, holy blank, holy poop, I miss you so much. Like, it's crazy. Like, we've never seen Dynamite live. All the times we've seen Dynamite, like, I mean, maybe they were performing live, but, like, there's never been, like, an in-person performance, right. And even thinking about, like, Mods 1, the online concert, even thinking about, like, BangBangCon, like, it just feels like it's been a while since I've seen them, and I know there's this ARMY phenomenon where they're literally everywhere all the time, and we still miss them, so, like, take it with a grain of salt, but it just, like, hit. Anyway, long story short, TLDR, Julie really, 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 really misses them.
Yeah. The stage, like, with those flowers was so pretty. Their suits were awesome. Like, they just looked really good. And they even looked really good in, like, the pre-show. Like, they were.
Did
really
you see cool. the red carpet fits?
Yeah.
I did not watch the red carpet, but that fit, I was like, oh my gosh. Everyone else.
They looked great. Like, they were leaked down. It was great. It was such a good look.
Yeah.
We're getting long hair Bangtan. The follicles are growing. It wouldn't be a Girls with Fun podcast if we didn't talk about their hair growing.
It also would not be a Girls with Fun podcast.
Oh, transition.
You set it up perfectly. I think it's hilarious, and we can both, like, foam at the mouth together. Why is, like, the, oh, armies are sad. You know what will cheer them up? I saw people being like, SOS, emergency thirst trap. Like, break the glass and get a thirst trap. Like, Namjoon posted gym pic. And then Hobie has this whole, like, we're such Victorian men, as people always say in this fandom, but, like, has his whole shoulders exposed, like, shirtless Hobie pic. First thing in the morning, I woke up to that Hobie pic, and I was like, what? It's Monday. I'm not caffeinated yet. Hobie's already out here with the clavicles full force.
Exactly. Like, I'm thinking many things. Like, I can't. I really can't.
Why did I take a sip of water?
I just cannot. Like, how do you get on Twitter or Weverse, wherever it was, and just flex like that? Have we seen a picture of them in the gym before like that?
I can only think of the Jungkook one.
Right. Yeah. It's not a common thing. So, like, the day after the Grammys, you just get, like, a full body pic of you just, like, working out in the gym. Okay. I'm like, wondering if his friends, air quotes, that are on Twitter ratting this out to him, were paying attention when we were all foaming at the mouth not too long ago watching those little, like, B vlogs they were doing. And so Namjoon was like, hey, Nick, I know y'all wanted it. Bye. Like, what? Can't believe you just posted that. And then, yes, I'll be in the bed, like, waking up, the little, I don't know if that was a rainbow filter or it was, like, truly, like, the light coming in, but just, like, him trying to be cute, but also at the same time you are sleeping shirtless.
yeah
crop you had there. Okay.
And then What was, okay, it wasn't a thirst trap, but what was Yoongi's caption? He was like, "Army, be calm," or like, "Army can't calm down more than we can't," or something along those lines. And I was like, and?
Exactly.
Okay, yes. Tell me, yeah. I love that sweater on him that he was wearing in the V-Live. And in that picture, though, it was like kind of loose and like he just looked so snuggly. And I was just like,
yeah,
completely different. Foaming, just like hard eyes.
I'm sure they've seen the comments. I felt like Namjoon in the V-Live was trying to be like, y'all, chill. Like, they know how we are, so they were just like, yo, calm down. Like, we'll be okay. Y'all are more, like, they said several times, like, y'all are probably more upset than we are. That's probably true. I saw some fans that were turned the like, yeah, I'm not gonna curse it. They were like on 100. I'm like, I understand, but I'm like, yeah, even I'm kind of scared of our fandom sometimes. Often.
the two modes, okay, the only two army modes are like, I love this family, or like, suit up, let's go.
Exactly.
Like, we ride at dawn type of vibes, you know?
Like, war!
There's no in between whatsoever.
Exactly, like, we are at the ready. Here's for Bangtan. Yeah. Wow, what a whirlwind. We mentioned it in the last podcast, but we didn't actually say happy birthday to Suga.
Woo!
Our episode was posted after his birthday, so that's when we should have said it, but whatever. We recorded it before his birthday, so
we do what we can.
Do it now. Happy birthday to Suga.
Oh my goodness. What was your favorite Suga B-Day Twitter pick? Twit pick.
I don't know. My memory is trash. Like,
okay. I set you up perfectly to have your soap moment. Hobie's camera roll just filled.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was perfect. Like, it was just so many. Like, he just kept going. I'm like, his folder on his phone probably looks like ours. It's just full of, like, like separate folders for like each member. Oh my god, you look so good today. Let me take this picture. Oh my god, I love you so much. Just like, capture this moment right now.
Not even asking, just like camera on.
Exactly.
like piano on the floor.
The group photographer, just loving the soap moments. Yeah, that was great. Okay, hold on, let me think. A lot's coming back to memory. Him sleeping on the couch. I'm pretty sure that was Tae who posted that.
I think so.
Jin being, like, a day ahead, trying to say happy birthday first was comical. Like, what was that? I was like, is the time zones, like, tripping me up, or is it really his? No, it's not his birthday.
I literally was like, oh yeah, it's Yoongi's birthday, because like we're always a day behind and I never know like fully what's going on, so I'm like, sure. Yeah. Time to change my layout.
He just wants to say it first. I appreciate the enthusiasm. But yeah, it was cute. It's always cute when they have the members' birthdays post on Twitter.
I thought the picture of Namjoon and Yoongi was funny because they're both just, like, sitting there on their phones. Like, true friend status of just, like, we're together so much we ignore each other type of vibe, which, like, can no longer relate to given the pandemic. I feel like when I see my friends, I'm going to be like, hey, what's up? How are you? How's it going? Tell me everything. How you been? Like, where are we going next? Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Or like Yoongi sleeping with like a perfect face, like
exactly. I'm like, how do you look that good sleeping? Honestly, like, I was amazed at how great they looked. Like after waking up to get on V Live at like 12 in the afternoon, but they had been up all night, right? So like, I was like, I would have looked like complete trash, like. I want to look like something that crawls out from underneath the couch. Something you pull back the couch and you're like, what is that? I've never seen that before. I just would have looked scary. I don't know how they look that great. It was astounding to me that you can look that great without sleep. They're just beautiful people.
Like, I often thought about that in, like, In the Soup or any of the Bon Voyage or, like, any of the old shows where, like, they would show them sleeping. I'm just like, no. No. There cannot be a camera in here right now. Like, absolutely not.
Insane. Okay. Last thing. Place your bets on how long you think any one of the members' hair is going to get before they cut it off. Yoongi's talking about growing it out. Jin clearly is growing his out. Feel like Namjoon's getting long in the back too. JK's like already halfway there, or more than halfway. Like, Tae's long hair is coming back. Like, what's your thoughts?
So, the Jin Chim Jun V Live came on like 12:45 one morning. Literally was like on my way up to my bed. And so I turned it on and was like, okay, I'll like watch this and then go to sleep. And like, literally passed out like listening to them talk. So like ASMR game upgraded or something. And I was just like, I'm down for the count. But Jin's hair in that V-Live, I was like, is it 2007? Like, he had the swoop going. Like, middle school Julie or maybe even early high school Julie would have been like, that is the hottest man I've ever seen. Even now, I still feel that way. Let's be real. I'm like, he is objectively the hottest man on this planet, and he knows it. Like, it's fine. But, like, then he did that, like, slow-mo, like, hand in his hair, swoop back. And I was like, someone's going to make this a GIF. Like, there's no way. Like, it's already a GIF. Someone has done it. And then I, of course, saw it. But, like, his hair is so long and somehow still looks good. June has a mullet. Yeah. I don't know. Are they going to have, like, full-on braids? They'll come out with, like, some, like, fantasy novel style. Like, when will it stop? And it's not that I mind. I definitely don't mind. But, like, what's their end goal here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm holding Namjoon to him saying that he wants to grow his hair out. I have yet to see it. I would like to see it. Please do it, sir. Yeah, I'm interested to see how long Yugi will let his hair grow. Because when he turned around in his V-Live, his birthday V-Live, I was like, oh! I couldn't understand what he was saying, but I was like, he was like showing it off. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going somewhere here. I'm intrigued. I would like to see the finishing product.
I don't know. It's hard to imagine, like, a 7 mullet bonked on. Like, I think it would be too much, I'm not gonna lie. Individually, I'm, like, fine. A mullet as, like, an entire group aesthetic. I'm not ready for, like, the, like, full-on effect. Like, what next? Like, jacket, denim jackets with no sleeves? Jorts? Like, where are we going?
They don't even have to grow it out fully. Like, you can give me subtract in the back of your head. I'm thinking of Johnny from NCT. Like, I just want to see what it looks like. You don't even have to make it a permanent thing. Just, like, just put it in there. Not them little extension clips their stylist put in their hair now. I'm sick of seeing that. I'm so sick of seeing that. Please give me length. But also give me volume. We need it. I don't want to see the separation of their hair and the extensions. You should not be able to tell. Okay? I am sick of seeing the stylist do this to them. Stop. 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 I want to see bundles. Okay? I want to see a lot more than what we're getting right now. I do not want to see the little Sally Beauty clip-ins that y'all keep putting in their hair. Please.
All I can think of is, have you ever been to, like, I don't know, like, I don't even know the names of the groups, and this might be, like, a very, like, U.S. specific cultural reference, but like VA lodges or like Elk lodges or like those really grungy bars with like the neon signs and like the pool table, like denim on denim, Texas tux, Canadian tux, whatever you want to call it, wherever you're from, like, is that where we're going? Because that's like the vibe that I get from mullets. It's like a very specific era in a very specific setting. Are you sure you all want to go here? If you do, great, I will support you, but just make sure.
We get so close. Like, we got so close with Tay. We got so close with JK. Like, we're always so close, yet so far. I just want to see, like, a more finished result. But, you know, maybe we'll get there one day.
I will say this. I know that many people will disagree with me, probably any of our listeners who, like, remember the 80s fondly. I do not F with mullets. I do not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, period. I try, and people are like, I make an exception for this mullet, and I'm like, it's Bangtan, and I love them. So, like, I will also make an exception for this mullet, but I don't love it the way I love, like, the undercuts or, like, the color changes or whatever. I'm just like, it's not for me.
They make it look good.
Yeah.
And thank God they're not doing the mullets from the 80s. Those were, like, otherworldly. Like, thank God they're not doing that.
The, like, flat.
Yeah. Like, oh. Thank God they're not doing that. When I say I want to see their long hair, I'm talking, like, a full-on, like, give me, like, framed layers. Like, I'm not thinking mullet. But, I mean, it's their head. They'll do what they want with it, and they're going to look good regardless, so it's whatever.
This is a really also unique, or maybe not unique, but, like, specific reference, but for any of the hockey fans out there, like, I see a mullet and I automatically think of Jaromir Jagr, and I can't move past it. He has had a mullet from the 80s to the present. Look at some of his old pics. Like, they're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Like, he's a legend. He's like, yeah, but the hair is no. I won't be okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, world. I cannot. But I'll support you. I'll be happy for you.
Well, I thought we were going to be way more, like, hyped up about this. Maybe if we had, like, recorded yesterday after.
Oh, my God. I could take no responsibility if we had recorded yesterday. Yeah.
Probably a good thing. I mean, there would have been no way because it ended at, like, 12 a.m. But yeah, I'm proud of ourselves. We didn't, like, sorry, I'm making noise. I'm proud of ourselves. We didn't, you know, get on here and rage.
I raged a tiny bit, just a tiny bit.
I mean, it's okay. At least we're not screaming into the mics.
I was tempted on numerous occasions.
We are upset, but we don't have to sound insane. So,
and also, like you said, it's over and done with. I don't want to give it more energy, you know what I mean? Like, they already had enough of my army brain. So yeah. I'm going to go back to, like, standing and thinking about mullets, exactly. Apparently, and whatever else. So, and got plenty Grammys, to keep me busy.
The Grammys are not more important than all the awards they have won thus far. I mean, even the awards they've won in Korea have been major. So, like, they're not more important than those awards that they've won already. And, like I said earlier, there have been legends that have never even received an award. Not just snubbed, but, like, just never have even received an award, and they are still legendary. So it doesn't take away from... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Miss Minaj herself. The Onika Minaj. Like, come on. That's not...
Nuts.
Won an award. Like, come
and
on.
And once again, what are you going off of? Because she's had so many iconic songs, topping the charts. Exactly. She has the sales. She has the numbers. She has the skills. She has the talent. She has the fans. Like, what are you going off of?
Exactly. Everything's there. So there's really no excuse. But because she pissed some people in the Grammys off however many years ago, she probably won't ever get one. But whatever. Nicki Minaj is still Nicki Minaj. I think I saw that Queen never received one. And they are absolute legends. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I was looking at Michael Jackson, how he like sweeped in like 84, but then after that he barely won. I think he may have won like one or two after that, and all the things that Michael Jackson had released after Thriller were more than deserving.
That's insane.
Exactly. So
Michael Jackson,
yeah,
the Michael Jackson, that's the
like Michael Jackson, it's insane. So BTS will be, or BTS are doing and will be just fine without a Grammy Award. If they get it, okay, that's great. I mean, we'll be happy and we can celebrate, but we're going to celebrate all of their other achievements as well, as we have been doing and will continue to do. Doesn't take away from their status.
I can't beat that. Yeah. I feel like that was the mic drop.
Doesn't take away from their legendary status at all. I feel confident in saying that BTS are living legends right now. They're not just some fad. But yeah.
Amen.
That's it. Let's wrap it up here today. We will be back next week with another episode of Girls with Fun.
Maybe we can dive into some like regularly scheduled.
Oh, please.
Ideas.
Please.
I would like no drama between like today and next week. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Let's get back to like chatting about BTS. I mean, we've been chatting about BTS, but like, let's get back into our regular flow. Yes. Mm-hmm. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We're so grateful that you chose to hang out with us. Once again, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls with Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls with Fun Podcast.
If you liked this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service. If you have an idea for an episode or you want to share your thoughts on any of the topics we've discussed, slide into our DMs or email us at girlswithfunpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us, and see you next time!